终于到西安的这个台北，比较像一开始的两次点，还是蛮舒服的。首先，
对，
买这个是因为是高级的，我这个比还要提升嘛，是因为在车里能感觉到一个很贵的
感觉，
这样子的，and you can just really stand up and move at the side and just refresh yourself.I know the meeting schedule is very tight, and after many of the people, they were overwhelmed with the message.
But
I still feel thankful that so many young people have been part of the work.
我要真是有感谢很多，那么多朋友，他们都为了有的机会的。
We trust that the Holy Spirit will help us.
我们相信圣灵会帮助我
们。My responsibility in the whole church team,
我的责任在这个教会里
is to speak to God and about to college.
是对十二岁以上一直到大学的研究生。
I didn't realize that I'm addressing these young people.
我没有注意到我是在向年轻人说话。
So at first I was concentrating, preparing for the word.And the four sets of different
content,
and then consult with my wife. And each time she heard it, she said, it's okay, but she didn't pay anymore. Not only a few 10 days before.The conference will start.
就是到这个会议要开始之前的时间。
In the prayer meeting, you know, for the group,
在我们方面的祷告会的这个组里
，all the saints pray for this conference here today.
所有的圣徒为今天的这个圣会祷告。
Only that evening, all of a sudden, it realized to me, down in me, my responsibility is supposed to speak to young people.
在那天晚上，在聚会里，我突然间想到，我的责任还是向年轻人传。
I'm not supposed to give some theoretical things.
我不是应该给这个神学理论
，or a brief expounding of the word,
或者神话语深深的这个交谈。
My wife is right.
我的太太不会。
I should step down.
我应该
and use testimony and illustration.To share fellowship and fellowship with our young people.
以见证和这些比喻或者描述来向年轻人。
I have the word to tell them.
我有主来帮助。
So, what they share will be comfortable for our youth.
对我所分享的会对年轻人有帮助。
Shall we turn to Philippians chapter 2?
那么翻到《腓立比书》第二章。
We read.Start from verse 14. 我们从第十四节开始念。Philippians 2, verse 14. Do all things without murmuring and reasoning, that ye may be harmless and simple.Irreproachable children of God in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom he appeared as light in the world, holding forth the word of life.
第十四节，凡所行的都不要发怨言，以争论，使你们无可指摘。人之无为，在这弯曲背逆的世代，做神无加持的儿女。你们写在这世代中，好像日光照亮，将生命的道表明出来。
We were told by our brothers,
我们从我们弟兄们得知
，that our Lord Jesus, He is the light of this world.
我们主耶稣乃是这世上的光。
Because life is in Him,
因为生命在他里头。
And We thank God that we already have taken this life in our lives. And this light in us is the light of us. That is our Lord Jesus. And now He has an expectation on us that we should be light in this world. To shine forth His light. As we shared yesterday, we need to prepare ourselves to receive this light, to let this light grow in us. Just like the earthly parents of our Lord Jesus, Mary and Joseph, they were used as vessels to be entrusted to receive this light and usher this light into this world. So, this afternoon, I would like to use how our Lord grow in His physical journey on earth. Use it as an illustration how our spiritual life grows. Shall we turn to Luke chapter 2? Verse 40. Or shall we read start from verse 39? Verse 39 and 40. And when they had completed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong, filled with wisdom, and God's grace was upon
him.
Before we go on, shall we Lord, we thank you. In your love, you gather together us before your presence. Lord, may the Holy Spirit help us. This afternoon, I'd like to share the childhood of our Lord Jesus. Yesterday we shared a little bit about the birth of our Lord Jesus. How this life came into this world. How our God entrusted His only begotten Son to human parents. And this afternoon we are going to look at how our Lord grew in His early years. Sometimes we may wonder, when God sent His Son to this earth, how troublesome He sent Him as an infant. He could stand him as a grown man and just appear to everyone. Those who met him will believe in him. But God the Father chose the way to send His Son, enter into this earth, humanly speaking, just like you and me. It's very troublesome. He starts in infancy.
他的心态开始。
And he has to grow up like you and us, you and me.
他需要成长，像你和我。
And we thank God for that.
我们感谢神为这个。
Because of this, we may see how the spiritual life in us may grow just like Jesus grew in his flesh.
因这样，所以我们的属灵生命能够像耶稣那样的成长。
And what we learn from verse 39 of Luke chapter 2.
我们从路加39节所学的。
After his parents, Joseph and Mary presented him into the temple.
在他的父母，就是约瑟和玛利亚，把他在圣殿里的献祭。
I think probably that was around 40 days after his birth.
我想那是在他诞生后的40天。
Maybe a little later.
或者晚一点。
But it's around that time.
那是大约那个时间。Because
according to the law of Moses,
按照摩西律法,
each woman who gave birth to a man child,
每个妇女给一个男孩子生下来,
she should stay unclean for 40 days.
她需要洁净的40天,
until she's clean.
直到完全洁净,
then she should go to the temple and present this firstborn to God.
然后她就要到圣殿把这男婴孩呈现给主。
And after this,
之后,
the Bible told us, they took the baby and went back to Nazareth. And our Lord Jesus stayed and grew up in Nazareth. In verse 40, the Bible tells
us,
as the child grew and waxed strong, filled with wisdom, and God's grace was upon him. And we see that Jesus, as a boy, he grew just like you and me. We mentioned yesterday when Joseph and Mary was entrusted to be parents of Jesus.
我们昨天说过，当约瑟和玛利亚被委托来带大耶稣，
they were foretold that this baby is not a regular, it's not a normal baby.
预先被通知的婴孩不是一个普通的婴孩，
because he should be called the Holy One of the Most High.
因为他要成为至高者的圣者。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
But yet, he has to be raised as any other human child. So as years goes by, Jesus grows gradually. And he grows wax strong.
That
tells us physically he grows healthy and
well.
And also he was filled with wisdom. And that tells us mentally he grows above normal. He was filled with wisdom. And besides that, God's grace was also upon him. And God's grace, that's something super.
Natural.
Because the grace from his parents is natural. But God's grace was upon him, that's something out of nature. That tells us spiritually he grows in a super normal way. And as we Christians, we start from you. It's a privilege for us to be among dear, loving parents. Especially in God's loving parents. And we will grow physically. And also we grow mentally. We see when Jesus grew, he was filled with wisdom. We remember he lived in a countryside, a remote place, far from city.
们知道他不在山上，遥远远离城市。
So he has no chance to go to formal school by day, but biblical school.
他没有机会到平常的学校，甚至拉比的学校。
To receive any formal Jewish education.
来领受任何犹太的教育。
But I think his parents instructed him with the word of God.
但是我相信他的父母呢，以神的话来教训他。
Although there is no formal school training,
虽然没有正统的学校，
但是 he was trained and learned the word of God by heart.
但是他乃是心底背诵神的这个教育。
That's the source of his wisdom.
这是他智慧的源头。
If we care for God's word,
如果我们关心神的话
，and we fear God.
能敬畏神
Just like in Proverbs says,
正如圣经所说
The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端
I think in boy Jesus' heart,
我想在耶稣孩子的心中
When he starts to read,
当他开始读
When he starts to read, he reads the word of God, which is the Old Testament.
当他开始读他读神的话这个旧约
The more he knows it,
他越多认识
The fear of God rises from his deep within.
敬畏神的心从他内心深处产生。
Like what we shared yesterday, that fear is out of love of God.
像我们昨天所交通，这敬畏乃是出自爱神的心。
That fear comes out of believing and trusting God.
这敬畏出自于相信并且信靠神。
And humble himself before God.
在神面前谦卑自
己 So he was filled with wisdom.
在他充满智慧
And also besides that,
并且在他身上
God's grace was upon him.
神的恩典在他身上
That's the most beautiful thing we can see in young people.
这是最美丽的事我们能够在年轻人身上看到
That is something supernaturally showed forth in a natural way.
这是超自然的在自然的身上显
出 Every young boy is energetic.
每个年轻的孩子都是充满活力。
We can't expect young boy to walk like an old man.
我们不能期待男孩像老的像行走。
But yet,
但是
in that boyish action, behavior,
在孩子的行动当中
，we can still sense something supernatural.
人就可以感受到超自然。
That is the grace of God.
是神的恩典在我们身上。
How was it upon Jesus? It's also upon every child of God.
如果引导耶稣身上，引导神的每一个。
One time I visited a family in Taiwan.
所以，我到台湾
拜访一家。This couple stayed with us in Jordan for about a year.
这对夫妇在我在旁边住了一年。
In that year, we had close fellowship together.
在那
边有
紧密的交通。
They have a little girl. While she was in Portland, she was only like 4 years old.
他们在 Portland 的时候是四岁。
And when I went to visit them, she was around 7 or 8.
我去看到他们的时候是7、8岁。
And that day, when I arrived there home, this little girl came out and greeted me.
当那天我到他们家的时候，这小女孩就来了迎接我。
She's very sweet. Which you still remember?
她非常甜蜜，真的记得。
Exchange a few words and she returned to her room.
我们交换了几句话，她就回到房里。
And before I depart from their house,
在我离开他们家之前
，usually we have a prayer together.
双方每人一起祷告。
And she overheard that her parents are going to pray.
她听到她的父母要祷告。
And she walked out from her room.
她从房里出来。
And asked, "Can I join you and pray together?"
Okay,
that day, I was amazed. I
thank
the grace of God
in the
Holy Spirit. And she poured out her heart with praise to the Lord, she knows. So let's stay a little longer after we pray. I ask the reason why this child, she's only.Why she has all this prayer life? And her parents told me. And every day, especially when they go out, family go out drive their car.
特别是这样的，户外驾车。
You know, in Taiwan, it's very difficult to find a parking space.
你知道台湾很难找到停车位。The time
you spend to find a parking space is longer than drive to your destination.
也是找停车位的时间比驾车的时间还久。So
every time when they have a family activity, they have to go to a city.
每一次他们一个家庭活动，要去一个聚会。This
little girl for sure will pray, Father and dear Lord Jesus. Please provide us a parking space. And I'm sure their parents doesn't pay too much attention. But gradually notice. Every time when this child prays, they can all the time find a good spot to park. And when this little girl was not on the car, and she doesn't know yet so well, then they spend a lot of time looking for
money.
You see, that's supernatural.
你看，这是超自然。The
grace of God can be upon a little tree.
神的，a
little child
能够临在一个小孩身上。That's
spiritual.
这是属灵。We
take our simple part.
我们叫人简单，单纯的心。Childlike
simplicity.
这个小孩简单。See
the grace of God upon.
小孩单纯，被他的恩典充满。How
is it with Jesus?
如果他在耶稣
It is also with our children. With our young people. And we see in this year, Jesus was raised just as any other boy and girl, Jewish boy and girl. His parents in flesh. They are God-fearing people. Although they were told this is a special baby, but they know what was entrusted to them. So they restrained themselves from telling him who he is, from spoiling him, but from pampering
him.
You know, that is the best protection and training to a child. And along this year and day, in this boy Jesus, there is a conscious realization start to dawn in him. That he has a father. That God, he read from the Bible. Has a special relationship with
him.
That is Father. I don't know, we young people, you ever remember when you think that God is your Father. I have to say something about myself. Forgive me. It was very late in my Christian walk. I sensed God is my Father. Intellectually, I know God is my Father through my Lord Jesus Christ. But in my experience, I can hardly relate He is my Father. Because physically, I have a father, he was a career military man. And he's a very traditional Chinese father. Even today, I don't know my father's life story. Never told me anything about
himself.
And when we approach him, we have to stand straight, just like I told you. So for me to relate, I have a loving Heavenly Father. It's very hard for me. Although I was a Christian, I was a child of God for many years. Every time when I'm at the Lord's table, they would say, at the second part, I always have trouble, envy with other brothers and sisters they give praise and thanks to the Father.
在之后总是羡慕那些其他信徒如何感谢主神。
I can relate to my Lord Jesus. He died for me. He loves me so much.
我可以领略我们的耶稣，他为我死，他那么爱我。But
it's very hard for me to relate that God, that invisible God, is a loving God.
但是很难让我理解的，他们念的神是不爱的。Not
until one day.
或直到有一天，美国的summer camp，乃是夏令营。By then
I was already a graduate student. I finished ministry school.
但是我已经是毕业了，我是本科的。Went
abroad studying in the U.S.
出国在美国留学。And
one time I attended the summer camp.
有一次我参加了个夏令营。And after the afternoon
camp. There was free time, just like we
would.
And everybody walked around and fellowship with each other. I was going to do the same. But all of a sudden there was an urge in me. Go back to your room. Go back to your room. And I went back. And the urge said, you kneel down.
那么感受就是你跪下，突然间父神的爱，圣灵poured into my heart，进入我的心，我感受自己是那个软弱，虽然我得罪了父神，我被他欣赏我的救主，但我从来没有想到我的父神。
Clear, honorable, I guess. We are child of God, children of God.
我们是神人。
And that is what happened to poor Jesus. And in this visualization, I imagine he has a heart to draw himself to be with the
Father.
Oftentimes, maybe he will find time to read the scripture,
往往他会,老师先来读圣经,
to communicate, to have fellowship in the scripture with his Father.
在圣经里,他的父神有交通,
oftentimes, he may pray to his Father.
很多时候他向父神祷告,
and in this kind of life, he starts to build the loving relationship abounding with his heavenly Father. That is the grace of God for the heart of Jesus. I think many of our young people, we have this kind of life. We have this kind of experience in the Lord. That is in the early years of our Lord Jesus. Maybe start 2 years old till 12 years old. But we see that was recorded in the Bible. And then at the age of 12, shall we read another portion of Scripture? Luke chapter 2, verse 41-51. And his parents went yearly to Jerusalem at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, and they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast, and had completed the day. As they returned, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, and his parents knew not of it. But supposing him to be in the company, the journey together, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relations and
acquaintances.
And not having found him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers and hearing them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, Child, why hast thou dealt thus with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee distressed. And he said to them, Why is it that he has sought me? Did he not know that I ought to be occupied in my father's business? And they understood not the thing that he said to them.
耶稣说,为什么找我呢?
And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he was in subjection to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart.
他就从他门下去,为拿车乐,并且顺从他门,他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
This passage of the scripture records that Jesus at his age of
12,
he went to Jerusalem with his parents. For the Jewish custom, each boy at the age of 12, they should go into the temple. And there is a ceremony for all the 12 year old boy to be dedicated to become son of the law. In Hebrew word, I don't know Hebrew, I will pronounce it, called Bar
Mitzvah,
means son of the law. That signifies the transition of a boy's growth. Before this event, he is under the custody and the protection, the training of his parents. And his well-being is the responsibility of his parents. But after this event, this boy will learn gradually to be accountable